Hello, everybody. This is Linda Rex with Our Life in the Trinity. Thanks for joining me today. We're going to talk about how it's possible for us to have something right in front of us and still not see it. So we'll talk about I'll start with prayer. We'll talk about our topic for today with some scripture reading. We'll have communion at the end. And close with the benediction. So if you will join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you that we can be together today. Thank you for your good news that is ours in Christ. Thank you for your Heavenly Spirit who awakens us to faith. Today, Heavenly Spirit, we pray that you would awaken us, open our eyes, open our minds, open our hearts. We open ourselves to that process through Jesus our Lord, we pray. Amen. One of the series I've enjoyed reading or watching has been C.S. Lewis's Narnia series. And I know a lot of people enjoy those stories. And the last book in his series called The Last Battle is kind of a description of what happens at the end, and gives us a thought of what it's going to be like in the new heavens, new earth. And in this story, we see there are some black dwarves gathered in a circle, and in their new Narnia, they're sitting in this beautiful grass meadow, and Aslan has placed in front of them this huge feast of delicious foods. Now, what's sad is these black dwarves are blinded to the spiritual realities because their minds are stuck in resentment, unforgiveness, rejection of Aslan, and so on. And because of that, all they can see is the inside of dirty, filthy stable. And all I can see is that the food that they're eating, there's hardly any of it. And it's just filth-covered straw and grain like you'd find in a stable. And so they start grabbing it from each other, thinking the other person had the better morsel. And they start fighting over it. And pretty soon, you know, it's a mess. And it was sad to the children and Aslan and so on to see them in this state when they had all this luxury and joy and happiness around them, and all they could see was what was in their dark hearts. You know, what's interesting is that we, and I think this is what C.S. Lewis was trying to share, is so often we're sitting in the middle of God's kingdom right now, and we don't get it. We think that we're still enslaved citizens of the earthly realm, and that no matter how we try, we never can get quite enough. We're always going to have to struggle to just get the smallest blessings in this world. And sometimes we just feel like it's just all darkness. And the sad thing is the true reality in Jesus Christ is that we've been reconciled to the Father. And we have been included in God's life and love. And we have, by the Spirit, all of heaven's blessings available to us. We need only ask. And so, in the New Testament reading for today, we find that not only are we learning what it means to live in the truth of being included in God's kingdom, but we're also learning that sometimes we just don't see right what's right in front of us. The Apostle Paul in Romans 9:1-5 wrote this: "I speak the truth in Christ," he said to the Romans. "I am not lying. My conscience confirms it through the Holy Spirit. I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my people, those of my own race, the people of Israel's. Theirs is the adoption to sonship. Theirs the divine glory, the covenants, the receiving of the law, the temple worship, and the promises. Theirs are the patriarchs, and from them is traced the human ancestry of the Messiah, who is God over all, forever praised. Amen. So Paul's heart for his people was that they could see the truth, that their eyes might be opened to the truth about Jesus. And that's the thing, is there's something about Jesus we need to understand. We need our eyes opened and to see that we're included in God's life and love, that God has come and taken on our human flesh to live our life, die our death, and rise again, so that we're not abandoned orphans in some empty, dark world. No, we're part of, included in God's life and love. And kind of an interesting illustration of this is the gospel story for today, which is in Matthew 14, 13 to 21. So Jesus is encountering this people from all over in this large crowd, and thousands of people. They need healing. They're broken. They're hurting. And he has compassion on them. And the thing was, is his purpose was to go, and he wanted some time alone because he had just heard that his relative John the Baptizer had been killed by Herod, and he was grieving that, and he wanted some time away. But when he saw the crowd, he had compassion, and it began to heal, and it just took all day. And it gets to the point that the disciples are saying to Jesus, you know what? These people are hungry. They need to go and get something to eat. You need to let them go. And, but it's really too far for them to go. And they went, you know, it wouldn't work. So Jesus, interestingly enough, says to the disciples, you feed them. So they start assessing their ability to do this, right? And they realize they don't have anything to feed them with. They don't have enough money to buy stuff. And even if they got the stuff, by the time they got there, they couldn't get back to get it. And see, finally, they did at one point have, I believe it was 5 loaves and 2 fish. But how's that with thousands of people? And so, you know, here they are. Jesus says, you feed them. Now, what was the issue here? The issue is that the issue we're talking about here. What? They didn't see what was right in front of them. I mean, all day long, Jesus had been doing what? Healing people, casting out demons, providing comfort and healing and restoration, doing some things that only God could do. They still didn't get it. They didn't know who he was. They didn't believe the truth. What mattered was what? Who Jesus was. Who is Jesus? That's what we have to get our mind around, because, you know, in a lot of times in our modern day, you know, today we think, oh, he's a good man. He taught a bunch of people, had some good teachings that didn't seem real realistic in our world, and he healed people. And but see, that's the thing, is we keep Jesus on this level, we miss what's right in front of us, the spiritual realities of who Jesus is and who he was. So how would all these people get fed? How is it going to be possible for the disciples to feed all these people? Who is Jesus? See, that's the thing. What was right in front of them that they didn't seem to get was, here was God in human flesh. God in human flesh. And he was doing all that he was doing in his human flesh by the Spirit. He was in the Father was in him, they were one, and he was doing what was the Father's will by the Spirit. And so he could do a lot of things, couldn't he? So what was the issue? They needed to see. And when they saw, what they saw was that everyone got fed, right? Jesus says, organize the people, they organize. He says, feed them, they got fed. He says, don't leave any waste. They didn't leave any waste. In fact, they picked up 12 baskets of what was left. So you see here what happens when we realize who Jesus is and we take what we do have and give it to him. And then we act on what he invites us to do with him. What we need is our blindness removed, our eyes opened, our hearts awakened. We need to have the ability to see. And we can ask God to help us to see the truth. Ask him to awaken us to the spiritual realities. Because it may be that what we need is right in front of us and we just do not see it. One of the ways that we're reminded of who Jesus is when we gather together to pray, to study the word, to take communion together. We like to affirm the essentials of our faith, that we died with Christ, we rose with Christ, we share in his glory both now and forever. And we give thanks for what God has done. That God in human flesh, Jesus Christ, laid down his life, offered himself for us, so that we could be with Father, Son, and Spirit forever. So let's pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Spirit, for all you've given. We ask today you would awaken us to the spiritual realities, that you would reveal yourself to us, Jesus, in a clear way, that you would enable us, Holy Spirit, to start seeing what it is we're not seeing and hearing what we're not hearing. Open our hearts and minds. And grant us repentance of faith as we need it. And thank you for filling us up with your very presence. Heavenly Spirit, live in us and through us. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus offered the bread and said, take, eat. This is my body broken for you. He wanted us to remember that he allowed himself to be broken for our behalf. He also took the cup with grape juice or wine and offered it and said, drink this. This is my blood shed for you. We remember that Jesus was willing to have his life poured out for our behalf. Thank you, Jesus. So now may our Father, his Son, Jesus Christ, and his Heavenly Spirit, our one God in three persons, bless you, keep you, shine a smile on you, and give you his peace. In our Father, Son, and Spirit's name, I pray all God's blessings on you this week. Thank you for being with us at Our Life in the Trinity. Hope you'll visit our blog site and our study site. And subscribe to us on YouTube. God bless.